broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning on this beautiful Saturday, July 17th. The Golf Clubhouse is, well, we're around the world this morning. Oh, we're focused. It's beautiful in St. Andrews, isn't it? I mean, the sun is gorgeous and the winds are blowing 50 miles an hour yesterday. It was truly an amazing day. Today, the wind is still strong and the golf is still amazing. How often do you hear somebody say, that was an exceptional two-putt? You know, with the greens being as big as they are in the Open at St. Andrews, or in most of the Opens in, you know, in the British Isles, you're going to hear that, because if you get it in two, you're doing really well. And we were just watching Tiger Woods on the putting surface there. Louis Oosthuizen, he's in the lead, 11 under. Paul Casey moved up that leaderboard. He's 9 under right now, still on the course. Alejandro Canizares, not much is being said about him because he doesn't speak English, you know, but he is in third with Jin Jong from Korea, an amateur, right up at the top of the leaderboard. While we watch Henrik Stenson and Martin Keimer come up the leaderboard, Robert Carlson, Ricky Barnes is still hanging in there with Sergio Garcia. Dustin Johnson is up there. Retief Goosen, Miguel Angel Jimenez, Peter Hansen, Lee Westwood, and Rory McIlroy. Boy, after that 63 and then the 80, never before done, you know, now a 69. Wow, that's what I call hanging in there. Some people have criticized John Daly for getting so upset that he beat the bushes after he signed his scorecard yesterday. He was upset that they stopped play during the up to 60-mile-an-hour winds. But if you can't mark your ball and it keeps moving on you, and in some cases up to 3 times and 6 feet every time you mark your ball, maybe it's time to stop play. But those, you know, diehard say, hey, the Open is only the Open if it's blowing, and that's what makes it the Open. So why did they stop play? We're going to be talking with Bob Bupka. He is at the Open at St. Andrews, and he's, you know, everywhere. Bob has been covering this game for years. Also today, we're giving away the trip to Maui to one of the qualifiers who've called in over the past many weeks. We'll know the winner now, who gets to go to Maui for the Aloha Team Classic fundraiser, 5 nights at the Outrigger Napili Shores, 6 days with an Avis rent-a-car, a round at the Kaanapali Kai course, and the opening and closing ceremonies for the Aloha Team Classic. Plus, if you sign up to play in the Classic, you'll get a discount if you're the winner today. The first of two winners. We're going to start the contest over after today. And, by the way, if you sign up to play in the Aloha Team Classic, where you'll play at Kaanapali, not just the Royal Course, but then at Kapalua, the Plantation Course, Kapalua, the Bay Course. This is a week-long event raising money for Maui youth charities. You'll get a discount if you mention that you heard about it on the Golf Club. The Golf Club is made possible by Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, building security, shopping centers. Whether you need help or you want to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy. Doctor recommended. Insurance approved. Whether you've been hurt in an auto accident or it's a workman's comp case, on ward across from Sports Authority, Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Floors of Hawaii, the only company that recycles carpet in Hawaii. Go green with Floors of Hawaii. They're right back by the Taco Bell at Waiakumilo and Dillingham. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in air conditioning and plumbing. They are statewide. Excellent service. Alakai Mechanical, expert knowledge and work and product you can count on. Alakai Mechanical. The Computer Doctor. That's right. Whether it's a PC or a Mac, a desktop or a laptop, a network, whatever your problem, carry it in or they'll come right over to you. That's the Computer Doctor. Always on call. I really like that part. Okay. So here we are. We're talking about the Open, and some of the things that have happened so far have just been amazing. We mentioned earlier that Rory McIlroy shooting that 80 yesterday, and he was so calm. I mean, that was the beauty of watching this young man, 21 years old, deal with those just really difficult conditions, and after being in the lead with a 63 and tying a major record, 63, then shooting an 80, and he came on and he talked to reporters. He didn't storm off.
So at least I'm here for the weekend, which is a positive. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough tomorrow. It all depends what the weather's like again. If the weather's calm, I feel as if I've got a good chance to go out and make a few birdies again and go low. And, you know, if the weather's like this, you know, the wind's like this again, you're relying on the leaders to sort of mess up a little bit because it's very hard to make rounds when the wind's this strong.
Okay, so the wind's not blowing as strong, but certainly strong, and Rory pulled off a 69, saying at the top of the leaderboard. Now joining us from the Open, St. Andrews, Bob Bupka. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to bed. You're just waking up, Danielle.
I know. You've had some long days. I mean, the guys are... We're watching on ESPN, and they keep talking about how they've had 13-hour days broadcasting, and, you know, well, that's the same for everybody.
13? I would gladly take that. I was on the air yesterday, just a shade under 16 hours. So I'm thinking the next time I do an Open Championship, I'm going to bring my sleeping bag and just sleep in the radio booth. It might be a lot easier, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. And you know what's fascinating, Danielle, is, you know, I come to Hawaii every year for those two events, and you know, every day it's just like beautiful sunshine and great weather. Over here they have cold days, they have warm days, they have wet days, they have dry days. We had all of those yesterday,
all in one day. I was listening
right
to, yeah, Mark Calcavecchia was talking about his day. You know, it was like, well, it was raining, and then it got cold, and then it got really windy, and then, yesterday's story, of course, was all about the weather, and all about, and I'd like to talk about what the take is in the media room, where, of course, everybody's very honest about what they think, not necessarily, you know, outspoken, but they're honest. What is the storyline developing today? There doesn't seem to be as clear-cut a story today.
No, you're right about that. Everybody's waiting to see, can Louis Oosthuizen from South Africa, can he hold on? He's never been in this position before. Paul Casey from England has never won a major, but he's 3-under for his first six holes. He now moves to -9. He's only 2 shots out of the lead. The best position is Henrik Stenson. He shot 5-under today, and he's finished for the day, and he's in the clubhouse at -7. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen. Tiger sputtering a little bit, had a couple of bogeys, one birdie, but he's still, you know, at 3-under par. It's a long way from the lead, and conditions are so tough out there, wind blowing about 20, 25 miles an hour, and then it even gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Makes St. Andrews, you know, the great golf course that it really is.
Yes, exactly. I mean, after the first day, everybody's like, oh, isn't it a shame that, you know, St. Andrews can be taken so easily and overrun like she's been? And then the following day, she just goes, I'll show you what I got. Here it is, right here.
Well, you're so right, you know, Danielle. Tom Watson, before the event started, came in and they said, what do you like about St. Andrews? And one of the things he said, because he likes many of them, he said, you know what's great about this place? The old course may give you something one day, but it'll take it back the next day. And no truer words were ever spoken. And ironically enough, back in 05, Jack Nicklaus said goodbye to St. Andrews for the last time competitively. What did he do? He made birdie on 18. Tom Watson yesterday said goodbye to St. Andrews competitively. What did he do? Birdie on 18. I mean, you can't write stuff like that. I mean,
no.
It's just stuff that dreams are made of. What about Rory McIlroy? He was Rory on Thursday when he shot 63. He was Gory on Friday when he shot 80. And the storyline coming in, why he was second favorite, he's never shot in the 70s here at St. Andrews. So, but he had 63 the first day, 80 the second day, and 69 today. So his record of never shooting in the 70s is still intact.
Yeah, I saw that on the Open website. They were talking about that earlier this morning. You always look for a statistic, a record, something. There's always a number in there, something. Because it was the largest number between first and second round. Lowest number.
He owns that record.
Right.
Yeah, he owns that record now.
By five strokes, I think it is, right? Yeah, yeah.
I think maybe two shots. I had the information. Rod Sampling went 15 shots higher in the second round of a major, and Rory went 17 shots higher. But for all of your listeners that have never been here, it's truly a magical place. Our accommodations are just outside of town, and every day we have to come over this hill. And as when we get to the top of the hill, we're able to look down at the golf course, look down at the North Sea, look down at St. Andrews University. I mean, it's the only place in the world where a golf course is literally right in the middle of town. I mean, it's just fascinating. You walk 50 yards behind the first tee, and you're in the middle of St. Andrews. It's just there's no other place like it in the world, and they love golf over here so much. We're staying actually very close to another golf course called Leben, a very nice golf course here in Scotland, and I saw a guy come walking off the other day, and he was only carrying three clubs in his hand. He had a driver, he had a five iron, and he had a putter. So I said to him, "What happens when you go in a bunker?" And he looked me right in the eye. He says, "Laddie, I don't hit him in the bunker."
That's something I've noticed during this whole event, that there's been, just this morning we saw, I think Mark Calcavecchia was in the bunker just a minute ago, but there's been very little bunker play so far.
Yeah, they've been lucky, because that's what it takes to play well here. How about poor Mark Calcavecchia, though? He hit a drive that went into some bushes, and then he hit a provisional ball. As he was walking to his provisional ball, they yelled to him, "We got your ball." Uh-huh. So he picked up his provisional ball. When he got there, it was not his ball. Now he had to go back where his provisional ball was, dropped it. He just made a 9 on a par 5. I just feel so bad for him.
That's why he's dropped down to tie for 42nd, and he's 7 over for this. It's really hard after shooting.
Yeah.
Now his wife is on the bag for him, right?
Yeah, she's caddying for him. Although she said after yesterday's round that if the weather was going to be as bad today, he better start looking for a caddy.
Ah, really? She was right. Now hasn't she caddied it with a broken foot? I don't know the story.
I don't know that story either. Everybody in the media room speculating that she just gave Mark a good kick. That's why he played well the first 2 days.
Well, I was listening just on ESPN, because they had so much time to kill with the weather delay, stopping play in an open, and there was just so much confusion about why were they doing this. And they were telling stories about how at one point she played injured, and she tied her shoelaces tighter on her and managed to continue play with a broken foot. Now, what is some of the players, Dustin Johnson, he was like looking at the official saying, "I'm not going to hit this putt. I am not going to putt this ball. It's moving again. It's moving." They mark the ball, and the ball would move. Mark the ball, and the ball would move. The wind is blowing so ferociously. And there are other people, John Daly in particular, very upset that they stopped play, thinking that it should have just been continued.
Yeah, it's not been a couple of good weeks for John Daly. Certainly he played well in round one, but last week over at Loch Lomond for the Scottish Open, the authorities discovered that his girlfriend was in the gallery selling autographed golf balls by John Daly, autograph hats by John Daly. They quickly went out there and ceased that operation. Then he comes here as a magnificent round in round one, shooting a 66, and then runs into all kinds of trouble yesterday, shooting a 76. So he was not a happy camper, and he's still not happy right now. But let me sum it up for your listeners. You know, because people that have never been, to an open championship, as they call it here in the States, we refer to it as the British Open. But how special is it? Well, this is a perfect example. Jim Nance, the anchor for CBS television, covers golf, you know, on a regular basis over on the PGA Tour. He has a week off this week. What is he doing? He's over here as a spectator watching the Open Championship. Now, if that doesn't tell you how special it is to be at the Open, I don't know what does, Danielle.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. Yeah, and just looking at the broadcast that we can see and seeing the town, I mean, I would want to be there now, regardless of what I did. If I did golf all year round, I'd want to be there because it is obviously very special. Where are you staying? What's the name of the place you're staying in?
It's called, we don't need to promote the place. It's,
I'm just curious.
Actually staying in Leven. That's, the name of it. And, that's what we'll be doing on Monday, Leven. So,
okay. All right. Now, the controversy of deciding to stop play during the very windy conditions, what was your take on it?
Well, I can explain that very easily and why there was some confusion amongst the players. The 11th hole here has a rather severe slope on it. The wind got up to 30 miles an hour, and it was blowing directly down that slope. So if you putted from the top of that slope, you had no chance at stopping it near the hole. So they suspended play. Then after an hour and 5 minute delay, they asked the players to come back out. Everybody thought that, what are they doing? It's blowing just as hard. But what had happened is it changed direction so that it was no longer blowing directly down this slope, and they were able to putt normally. So that kind of clears that up. There was so much speculation about they shouldn't have stopped it, they should have stopped it. They actually had to stop it, and they stopped it for a valid reason, and they resume play for a valid reason.
All right, that makes sense. There was an event at Ko'olina where they stopped play. It was a beautiful day on most of the holes, but it was pouring, absolutely unplayable conditions on a couple of the holes, and the horn went off, and it completely threw all the other players. They're going, why are they stopping play? The sun's out and everything's fine. But there are just some situations where the officials, they do know what they're doing, and you just have to accept it. I thought it seemed kind of dangerous if the winds are blowing up to 60 miles an hour. On the other hand, there were guys going, I want to see roofs coming off. I want to see roofs coming off the building. Why are you stopping play?
Well, the only thing that was coming off here yesterday were the top of the heads of the players. They were, you know, just so difficult to play here. And I'll leave you with this thought because I have to run. But, you know, on Thursday morning, listen to this carefully, and your listeners will get a kick out of this, Danielle. It was raining. It was windy. And then, you know, for the morning wave. Then after the morning wave, the people that played in the morning said, man, we were lucky to play in the morning because the afternoon, but I'm talking about yesterday, was so bad that it made playing in pouring rain and 15-mile-an-hour winds look like the lucky part of the draw.
Yeah.
As opposed to playing in 30 to 35 miles per hour.
Well, are you going to come back a little bit later in the show? Can we talk about this young man from Korea who's doing so well?
Jin Zhang, and he lives down in Australia, so we'll definitely come back and talk to you about that. He's currently at -7. He just made a bogey. See, you jinxed him, Danielle, but we're still talking about it. He's at -6, so he's 5 shots out of the lead. Pretty impressive young man, and we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Thank you, Bob Bubka. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Golf Club is brought to you in part by 808golf.com as well as Hawaii Golf News and Travel. You know, one of the things that we've got to really come to grips with is that this game of golf is no longer going to be dominated by U.S. players. Ian Poulter made quite an uproar when he said that the U.S. players were no longer going to be the dominant force that they've been for so long because they're getting older. And, you know, the young guys are strong. They've got that youth. They've got the attitude. They haven't been disappointed as often. They haven't come up against the golf gods as frequently yet. You know, they've still got that young, I can do it sort of mentality. Sergio Garcia, or the first, when he came on, you saw him go around the tree, close his eyes, do those sorts of things. You know, just go for it. And then you get older and you become a little bit more cautious and things change. But we've got some great U.S. players who are also young and who are doing quite well. And one of them is Ricky Barnes. Now, I was a little disappointed in Ricky Barnes only because it was the way that here he is, he's doing really well. He's tied for sixth at the Open. And he kind of was like, well, you know, I'm kind of disappointed in the way I'm playing.
Yeah, I'm just disappointed I'm that far back, you know, off the lead right now. I just felt better than it was. But overall, you know, I'm here for the weekend. Heck, 2 weeks ago, I didn't even know I was in this championship, so I didn't find out until Tuesday of the John Deere that I was in. So a lot of people would trade places with me, and I got in off the world ranking, so I'm not going to complain.
Thank goodness, Ricky. I'm certainly glad to hear that you're not complaining, that you're still tied for sixth, and you're one under on your round so far. You know, you're doing quite well, thank you. You're on the ninth hole, third round, moving day. You could go way up the leaderboard and do quite nicely. So the conditions are tough at the Open, St. Andrews, the British Open. Barbers Point, the conditions were pretty tough as well. It's the Barbers Point Invitational Golf Tournament. Alika Bell continues to do just fine, thank you very much, with a 67 yesterday after his first round 69. He is 8 under over those two rounds. The state high school champ, Rudy Caballar, trails at 2 after his 68 yesterday. of past champion Brandon Kopp, who will never go away. Brandon will always be there. He's even yesterday after his 3-under. He's 3-under for the tournament. He's going to have to work hard because Alika Bell has had a very good year so far, tied for third at the Mamala Bay Hickam Air Force Base Invitational, at the Hawaii High School State Golf Championships. He did very well there. Amateur Hawaii Turtle Bay season kickoff, he was the champion. The Hawaii State Amateur Stroke Play Championship, he came in third. The Hilo Invitational Golf Tournament, fifth. Not so well at the Hawaii Pearl Open, had a tough one, but that was a tough event. Amateur Hawaii Tour Championship, tied for fifth, and the Turtle Bay Amateur tied for third. So he's really a strong, strong player, consistent player. Another past champion, Matt Ma, had a 77 with his 68. So he's just outside that good, but congratulations to Chris DeAlmeida. He scored a double eagle on the par 5 12th. And for those of you who don't understand what a double eagle means, that's actually better than a hole-in-one. It's harder to get a double eagle than it is to get a hole-in-one, even though that it doesn't sound like, yes, it's true. In the A flight, first-round leader Ray Cabato had a Rory McIlroy moment. He followed his first round, which was terrific, with a 79, but he still leads the A flight. Wendell Kopp and Reed Yoshimura, four back there. B-flight, Elmer Tadley has a 162, and Stephen Kunihasa at 164. Al Ami at 166. They are in that final group in B-flight. And in the senior flight, Carl Hohl pulled away from the field with a 74 and a two-day total of 150, with Philip Anamisu trailing by five at 155. Thank you to 808golf.com for the local scores there, so I can bring those to you. We're going to take another break now. We're catching up. The next thing we're going to do is pull the winner for our Maui trip for the Aloha Team Classic trip to Maui for five wonderful days at the Outrigger Napili Shores, and you'll have an Avis rent-a-car for 6 days. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned, with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And before we draw our winner, and we, I think, are going to be joined by Stuart Katz as well, but first, I want to talk a little bit about Tom Watson. It's not his last Open. He'll be in other Opens, but it was certainly probably his last at St. Andrews, and crossing the Swilkin Bridge, that moment, it was just inspiring. The sun was going down, And just everything about that moment was beautiful. I mean, the shot he hit almost holding out that putt at the 18th, it was just amazing to see. It was an amazing, you couldn't have scripted that. It was just a wonderful moment. And you know, he has this really good lesson series, a DVD series called Lessons of a Lifetime. And I want to just share this with you. This is something that you can take to the golf course. We always want to give tips for folks who are going to the golf course on how you can play a little bit better. And this is something that Tom Watson talks about in this DVD, Lessons of a Lifetime, and he talked about it with us as he spoke about it. And this is what he said about what's so important about wrist, keeping your wrist in the same position. Listen to what he has to say about as you follow through.
That's something that nobody really talks about. Again, it's something new in the DVD that a perfect example of how that works is Fred Couples' grip and the way he swings the club back to the top of his swing. You'll see that the relationship of his left hand and his forearm there doesn't change. Mm. He has a fairly strong left hand, and there's a cup. His wrist is slightly cupped. He goes up to the top of the swing, and that cup is still in the same position at the top of the swing and on the downswing. Where people get in real trouble is when your wrist moves back and forth, where you lose the cup, you get convex, and you go back to cuppy again. You want to make sure that wherever you start in the golf swing, if you have a flat left wrist, if you have a slight cup to it, I suggest a slight cup to it, because it's easier to break your wrist and create more hand speed. And when you take that club back, if you work on trying to keep that same relationship at the top of your swing. It's not more cupped or more convex at the top of the swing. I can't tell you how to do that, but I can show you in that lesson with that position there that this is what I think is leads to a very consistent release of the golf club. You look at Woods. He goes up. He starts off with a fairly flat. He has a slight cup in his left hand. At the top of his swing, it gets convex. And I know what I see because I used to do that. I used to get very convex at the top of my swing where my left wrist bowed. That gets your left arm, your left tricep, your underarm there, it forces it away from the body. The more you get it convex, when you come down, you have space in there. And that's no good. That means the club is stuck behind you. You're going to have to throw it to catch up. But if you keep that relationship from the start of the backswing into to the top and then down, you won't have any problem at all with your arm swing.
Isn't that wonderful? And this is all shot in slow-mo with wonderful technology and cameras. And there's 44 different segments in Lessons of a Lifetime. You can do it in order, or you can work on just one part of it at a time, because you can't do it all one time. Don't try to fry your brain, but work on one thing at a time. And he goes from the very basic stuff, grip, you know, just how you're holding the club, to really complicated things that, you know, the guys who want to be scratched, but just that couple of strokes would take them to that level. And it's a really, really, really good learning tool. So we are now joined. Yes, we're going to give away a trip to Maui. And on the line with us right now via wonderful Skype, we have, hey, Stuart Katz, how are you enjoying Scotland?
Hey, aloha, Danielle. Great to talk with you. Scotland is marvelous. You've caught me sitting in the lobby at the Carnoustie Hotel, having just played 18 holes on Carnoustie's championship course, which will be the scene of the Senior Open next week.
Yeah. So how is it playing?
I tell you, today was a wonderful day. We've had some rain, as you've seen at the Open. All of Scotland's been wet, but today was nice and dry. The wind is up. The course is absolutely phenomenal up here. It's going to be a great test for these great champions. And I think they're going to enjoy it. The greens were absolutely pure today. My putting wasn't, but the greens surely were.
That's what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. How often do you hear, that was a magnificent two-putt? You know what I mean?
Well, usually...
Go ahead.
You get out here, and there are some magnificent three putts. And you know, when the caddy hands you your putter and you're 45 yards off the green and you've got 16 swells to go up and over, you understand what Scottish golf is all about.
Yeah, yeah, you truly. And Debbie Cass, is she having a wonderful time?
She is. This is her retirement trip, and we've played some great golf courses. We started in London and played Addington, which is an old-style, wood tree-lined course. It's about 105 years old.
Wow.
And then we came up to Inverness, and we went up to a place called Brara, and it's a golf course that's purely link styles. You go out 9 holes, you come back 9 holes, and all 18 holes run along the ocean. Absolutely phenomenal. Unfortunately, it's not the same kind of ocean you and I are used to. You know, it's pretty chilly, and it's gray and cold, but it is beautiful in its own way.
Oh, yeah.
And then we played a, are you still with me?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm totally there. I'm with you. I'm so with you. I'm with there. Okay.
There you go. And then we played an absolutely fantastic new golf course, and anybody that comes to Scotland needs to go up to Inverness and play a place called Castle Stewart. It was done by the same architect that built King's Barnes at St. Andrews.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely phenomenal. It will be the next great golf course in Scotland, and there will be tournaments there very soon, as the rough grows a little bit.
So we're having a great time. This is a new course, then. It's not one of the old courses.
That's correct. It's a brand new course. It's done in a semi-link style. Runs along the ocean. You see the ocean probably about 14 of the 18 holes. No two holes are the same. And I got to tell you, the service, the people are just so warm. You can't be in a better place to play golf. They love golfers. They love the fact that Americans come over and play. The hotel we stayed at, the Golf View, is an old hotel that's been reworked and is just magnificent. So, and we've got a lot of golf left. We're looking forward to going to the Open tomorrow, to the last day of the Open. We were hoping to see Tom there. Unfortunately, he hasn't made the cut, so we'll have to wait and see him a week later here at Carnoustie for the Senior Open.
How long are you going to be there?
Well, we're going to be here another 10 days, so it's almost 2 weeks in Scotland, and it's just heaven.
Yeah, I know. You just don't want to leave. I mean, there's just something about you feel the history, you know, I guess it's because the buildings and everything around you, it feels like it's been there forever. And
well, it has been. I mean, you know, you walk through some of these buildings and it's, you know, they say built in 1238.
Yeah. I was in Dubrovnik in the former Yugoslavia, and they went into a pharmacy that was built in about 1230, 40 something or other, and they're still doing business out of this pharmacy. You know,
well, we ate dinner last night in Edinburgh in a pub, and we walked out and we were reading the plaque about the building that was built in 1684 and has been in constant use since. But it's a great country, and the golf is great. Now it's totally different than the golf that we're used to. You know, these are not manicured courses. These are not lush fairways, but you get lots of bumps and bruises playing the course, but it is the way golf is meant to be, and I've fallen in love with Scottish golf.
So in other words, the luck of the bounce certainly makes a big, you know, the luck of the lie, it means a whole lot more there, right?
Oh, absolutely. When you talk about a bad bounce, to get a bad bounce, it can be 60 yards, so it's amazing, but been a lot of fun. Been a lot of fun.
Can you stand by? We'll take a break and come back and draw the winner.
I would love to. If I get cut off because of the internet, I apologize, but absolutely, I'll try to hang in there.
Okay, because we want to take care of our very, very generous sponsors. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Okay, we're on with Stuart Katz, and he is the creator of the Aloha Team Classic. And once again in October, and this is October 16th through the October 21st, the Aloha Team Classic will be underway. This is an event that raises money for youth charities on Maui. And you need to sign up and play in the Aloha Team Classic. You will play at the Plantation Course at Kapalua, at the Bay Course at Kapalua, at the Royal Course at Ka'anapali, okay, in the Classic. And you'll help raise money. And they have parties, and they've got LPGA players coming over to play clinics, do clinics and play with. It's just going to be a whole lot of fun. We've got a prize to make it easier for you to go over and play in the Aloha Team Classic. And even if you're one of the winners, you'll get a discount. If you're not one of the winners and you sign up and you say you heard about it on the Golf Club, you'll get a discount, okay? Now, the winner today wins the round-trip ticket for two on Go Mokulele Airlines. Five nights. Ah, doesn't that sound good? It's been a while since I've gone anywhere. Five nights accommodations at the Outrigger Napili Shores for two, double occupancy. Rental car for 6 days from Avis. A round of golf for two at Ka'anapali Kai Course. Two tickets for the Aloha Team Classic 2010 Sunset Reception. That's the opening ceremony. And the 2010 dinner finale, Aloha Team Classic, the closing finale. All right, here's the envelope. Aha! Reaching inside. And our winner is, from Waipahu, Warren Tanoe. Congratulations, Warren Tanoe. You are the winner. Yay! We're going to try to get in touch with Warren Tanoe. This is really exciting. Stuart Katz, the creator of the Aloha Team Classic, thank you so much. And tell us some of the charities that you've helped in the past with your tournament.
Well, the charity Beyond the Rainbow Foundation, which the tournament supports, has worked extensively with the Lahaina After Hours Tutoring Project, which is for intermediate students in the Lahaina area. About 250 to 300 students a year are tutored. We've worked with the Paiea Youth Cultural Center, with the Boys Club, Girls Club, MUA, And then Maui Firm. Maui Firm is a group that works with children in the foster care system, and then also young adults that are moving out of the foster care system into the real world. So we like to support some of the smaller agencies that are doing work for as many of the kids in Maui as possible, and we really appreciate your support, Danielle. You know, without it, we wouldn't be able to get the word out, and really glad that we've got our first winner, and looking forward to doing the contest again with you for the next 8 weeks.
Yeah, it's really exciting because we're going to start all over again. Again, Go Mokulele Airlines providing the round-trip tickets for two to Maui and the Outrigger Napili Shores, the five-night stay. That's fantastic. And for the first winner, the Avis, and now for the second winner that we're going to start again, Hertz is going to take over, and they're doing their part to support it. Ka'anapali Golf Course, thank you so much for the round of golf for the two players who've won. And please sign up for the Aloha Team Classic. And we're trying to get in touch right now with Warren Tanoe, our first winner of the Aloha Team Classic, Fly Away to Maui. Excellent. Tell us, you know, you're over there in Scotland. Do you recommend a bed and breakfast or hotels? And what? How much luggage did you bring with you?
We unfortunately have quite a bit because we're on a four-week trip. We're going to end up actually in Chicago to visit some family on our way back. So it's a long trip, and there is a lot of luggage. But I'll tell you, the bed and breakfasts are wonderful, but the hotels also here in Scotland tend to act like a bed and breakfast. So even though they're wonderful, we're staying at the George Hotel in Edinburgh, and it is a unique place. It's been totally redone, and yet went down this morning for a great Scottish breakfast before heading here to Carnoustie. Again, Danielle, it's a great experience over here, and it's really different because it's a very warm people that you're working with. The Scottish folks are just marvelous, and they really love golfers, and they appreciate it, which is why they take to the Open so well.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've met all kinds.
What's a traditional Scottish breakfast?
Well, there tends to be many of the cereals, but lots of fruits, and they've got their sausage, and they've got their meat, and things of that nature, along with making eggs. But it's a full breakfast. They really believe very much that you've got to start the day off, and part of that is the cold, wet weather that they deal with. So you start it with a nice, warm breakfast.
And that's excellent. You know, and everybody's got their own sausage. Every town, every region has its own spices that they, you know, that
exactly
hangers, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Stuart Katz, a real pleasure talking to you.
I'll tell you, it's been a real pleasure, Danielle. I'm glad this worked out. And, we sincerely appreciate your help in the foundation. Couldn't do it without the support of all of our sponsors, the folks that have helped make this contest possible, and folks like yourself that, help us get the word out. So thanks very much. And we'll keep in touch and watch the Twitter. We'll keep sending some pictures and thoughts about our trip.
Excellent, because I would love to see the pictures. It's like watching St. Andrews. You know, I've got the TV on with the sound down because I don't want to miss any of these fabulous. It's just wonderful to see the town. I love it when they do the air.
But, you know, it's really funny, Danielle, because when you're here, coverage literally starts the first tee off in the morning and goes till the last shot cover is done. The BBC runs it all day long. So they're running almost 14 or 15 hours of coverage here. So it's on constantly, and it's great to see. And you're right, watching the pictures were marvelous. We're looking forward to being there tomorrow. We're going to take the train up. And then we actually transfer, and we're going to stay right at one of the hotels right on the 18th fairway there for a week.
Fabulous.
So looking forward to it.
Yeah, Warren Tanoe is not available. I'm going to see if we can talk to him maybe next week. But
Well, we'll be sure to get in touch with them as well. And great. And again, Danielle, thanks for your help and support there.
Thank you. And we'll be back. We'll take a break. Come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window units to chiller plants across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping Hawaii cool.
When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And the Golf Club is made possible in part by Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property. Welcome back to the clubhouse, and of course we're watching the British Open, and Tiger Woods having some pretty frustrating moments with his putter, but he just that eagle yesterday at 18 was so good. He had another wonderful birdie today that they were hoping would turn his whole game around. The fact that he's doing so well, right now he's par, you know, the fact that he's in the event, it's wonderful. It would have been really upsetting if he hadn't made the cut on a lot of different levels. But the guy who's in the lead is a young man from South Africa. And if you follow golf very carefully, you've heard of Louis Oosthuizen. His hero is Ernie Els, who had a tough time yesterday and a tough time the day before. And, of course, Ernie Els' hero is Gary Player. And so these guys are really close. And he's so soft-spoken. He was asked yesterday after he had that five-stroke lead going in to today and had to wait so long, what it would mean to him to win the British Open.
Well, you know, that's St. Andrews is where it all started, and it's just, I think it's everyone's dream to win the Open Championship, just to win the Open. But to win it at St. Andrews is just, you know, those things that never happen, really. So,
yes, it's exactly right. It's like the dream to win at St. Andrews. Now, his dream is kind of on the edge right now. he's par for the day, but Paul Casey is five under. One stroke back right now, okay? And, wow, Casey's through nine. Louis Oosthuizen is through eight. And Henrik Stenson is doing very nicely, too, but he's finished for the day and shot a 67. Martin Kamer from Germany, Alejandro Canizares, Retief Goosen moving up the leaderboard with Miguel Angel Jimenez. And Dustin Johnson still hanging in there with Robert Carlson and Ricky Barnes. Jin Zhang is one over, but this amateur, it's just really amazing to watch him. He is so, for a young man, We'll be talking with Bob Bupka in a little bit about him. As for a young man, he is so level-headed. He hasn't been thrown off by any of all of this excitement. He makes it look very simple. Don't these youngsters do that? It's not really fair how easily they seem to make the game look. We're going to have a partly sunny day today with some windward and mocha showers. Some of those showers are going to be heavy in the morning and then scattered showers in the afternoon with the isolated showers this afternoon in the central Oahu area in particular. The high today between 81 and 86. The winds are easterly, 15 to 20, occasionally a higher gust or so. So that's our basic forecast, although I hear it's sunnier in Hilo. It's so kapakahi, isn't it? I mean, it's been raining on Oahu a lot compared to the other islands, and the other islands really need the water. If you'd like to play around today on the Big Island, a volcano has an opening. It was 55 degrees this morning, volcano. 10:48, 11 o'clock, and 11:24. Makalei Kalapahui is playing today, and there's a 9:56 and a 10:52 and 11:56. I was just listening to this young man from the mainland who's climbed the highest peaks in all 50 states in 43 days, some record number. He's doing it for a friend who has a very unusual disorder. And he said of all the peaks he had to climb, the Big Island was coldest. Here in Hawaii, we had the coldest peaks. Sounds truly amazing. Okay, if you'd like to play at Kiahuna, there's a 10:44. Puakea has a 9:09 and a 9:45. Coral Creek, the once-a-month club. I like that. That's the once-a-month club. They're getting out today, 11:48, 11:56, and 12:20 available if you would like to play. The Wana Hills has an 8:10 and a 9:30 and an 11:30. The Dunes at Maui Lani with a Ka'anapali Beach Group is going out today. They've got a 10:40 and 11 o'clock open for you to play. McKenna, the Maui Police Department, is playing. The entire Maui Police Department will be at McKenna. No, maybe not. There's a 10:40 and a 12:40 if you would like to. One thing that we're definitely going to have to come to terms with as U.S., you know, cheering squads and the game of golf is that we're going to have a lot of other, you know, players that are going to come on strong in this world of golf that's gone global. And you can see that at the 2010 Callaway Junior World Championships. In the boys 15 to 17, two Canadians and an Argentinian stood out. Adam Svensson of Canada won with a total 6 under 282. Jorge Fernandez-Valdez was one back, a total 5 under 283. And Richard Jung of Canada was 3 under 285. Maui's Aaron Kunitomo was the top Hawaii player. He came in tied for eighth. In the 13 and under division, India's Virat Bhagwar won. He was 8 under. They play three rounds in that age group. Hawaii's Richard Hattori finished tied for 7th. Denny Hopoi, also from Oahu, came in tied for 16th. And Gino Shon tied for 23rd. In the girls, 15 to 17, 2010 Callaway Junior World. Hawaii was close, but Mexico's Gabriela Lopez won 14 under for the tournament, 282. Same as the guys. Kathy Isagawa of Maui, congratulations, Kathy. She came in second, 7 under 289. Hee-Wook Choi of San Diego was third, and Hawaii's Marissa Chow came in fourth. Hawaii's Alina Ching, eighth, tied for eighth. Kelly Oride tied for 20th, and Hee-Sung Condrey tied for 33rd. In the girls 13 and under, that's where Hawaii found victory. That's right. Oahu's Emi Koga, even 216, won for her group. In the Philippines, Princess Mary Superal, she's being heralded just one shot back. She took second. Thailand's Sinayed Propasarangkul came in third. Hawaii's Ayumi Sakamoto tied for 38th, and Casey Matsuda as well, with Hawaii's Brittany Phan tied for 48th. All these kids out playing golf around the world are coming together in San Diego. Truly, it's amazing. Now, one thing that they're going to have to learn after you win a round, you know, you got to kind of learn how to lose. And sometimes you're going to lose and it's going to be, well, it's not going to be easy. And I think one of the things that Tom Watson was asked, and he said this over and over again, you know, how did you recover from your British Open loss last year? And, you know, I think a lot of people need to hear what he has to say. He's got this great DVD out, Lessons of a Lifetime. He's going to have a book coming out as well. Plus, he's going to add another DVD soon with some of the things that his producer didn't let him put in. But a lot about the mental game, I think, and the physical part, how he keeps so physically fit, you know, despite. And another thing that we're going to have to come to terms with is old guys and young guys and old girls and young girls. I think we need to stop making such a big deal about young and old. This game is, there's a guy 107 years old. He's still playing with his great-great-grandkids. It's wonderful. But this is Tom Watson.
Well, it certainly tore my guts out when I didn't win, when it was certainly within my grasp. But after it was over, I'm old, you know, I rooted a little bit for probably about 24 hours. That's about it. And actually a little bit less than that. I had a sleepless night. I had about one hour sleep on that Sunday night. I traveled to London that morning. I was thinking about not playing a practice round at Old Sunningdale where we were having the Senior British Open. But I said, you know, let's go out and play. Let's just carry on. And those two words resonated in my mind. And those came from my deceased caddy, Bruce Edwards, who died of ALS. He would say whenever things got bad, he said, come on, let's just carry on. You know, if I had a double bogey, he said, come on, carry on. And that's as simple as I can put it, Danielle. What you do is you learn from your mistakes. What mistakes did I make? I made a bad stroke on the last stroke, and I practiced trying to go ahead and release the club a little bit more. And I blocked it with my left hand. And I know what I did. And the next time I'm in that situation, I'll think about finishing the stroke and not blocking it with my left hand. So I'll learn from that experience. And that's what I took from it.
Okay. Thank you, Danielle. Any other?
So one of the things that we enjoy about, you know, Tom Watson is his style. And his just a gentleman, consummate gentleman. You saw that on the course as well. He's just a wonderful person. Much of the proceeds from his DVD are going to go to a fund to help find a cure for ALS that took his caddy. So that's just one of the things that you know, that when you buy the DVD, Lessons of a Lifetime, that some of the funds go. And I think his daughter wrote a really beautiful song, and it's included in that DVD. We're back with Bob Bupka. Let me do a station ID, Bob. You understand this. KPUA Hilo.
I certainly do.
KPUA Hilo, KHUI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, KTOH, FM1, Princeville. Back from the British Open, we're at St. Andrews with Bob Bupka. How are things shaping up?
Well, Paul Casey's certainly putting on a magnificent display of golf. Played 10 holes and made 5 birdies. And under these conditions, that's really remarkable. And I got to give a lot of credit to Louis Oosthuizen. He's level par today through 7 holes, continues to lead, but that lead is only 1 stroke over Paul Casey. Henrik Stenson will have a nice dinner tonight. He shot 5 under today. He's at minus 7. If those leaders back up at all, it could get interesting, but what a international leaderboard. You know, Oosthuizen is from South Africa, Casey from England, Stenson from Sweden, Kamer from, you know, Germany,
yeah.
And Jimenez is right up there from Spain,
so it's,
you know,
kind of that,
no Americans.
Well, we've got Ricky Barnes. Ricky Barnes is tied for 9th, you know, he's in there.
Yeah, not bad. And Justin Johnson. Dustin Johnson tied 6.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we've got J.B. Holmes. He's working on it. We've got to get used to it, though, don't we? We've got to use
you're stretching. Time. You're stretching, Danielle. You're stretching for these Americans.
We're going to have to get used to it, aren't we?
Yeah, well, what we're going to have to get used to, it used to be strictly an American game with an occasional global player, but now they're coming from all over the globe and just playing some unbelievable golf. How about this guy, Jin Jong? He's originally from Korea, lives in Australia. He's an amateur. He's 5 under for the championship, only 1 over today through 11 holes. I mean, just remarkable stuff. And Janice Self just came back from speaking with Sergio Garcia, and Sergio Garcia said that he had a meeting with himself last night and that he's going to adopt a very positive attitude. He went out today and shot 2 under par. He's at 4 under for the championship. Sergio should have more fun playing golf than he's been having.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. Sergio, when we...
You got to leave that mic open, though, Danielle. You got to leave that mic open.
It was open. Absolutely. I wasn't sure, you know, sometimes you surprise me with the guys doing the interview right away. You know, when you was back,
yeah.
You know, I wasn't sure if you were going to have Sergio right there with you talking about exactly what you were saying. But, and that's what I'd like to see. Sergio, when he started off, I was talking about how, you know, Ian Poulter made such a a huge stink when he said that the Americans have dominated, you know, like Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, are not going to be dominated anymore, and it's going to be the young guys from around the world who are going to take away the spotlight. And I was.
No, I agree with you, Danielle. I mean, how about let me just pull this up here real quick, like. Mm-hmm. I think he shot, he's at level par, if I'm not mistaken, Ro Ishikawa. I mean, come on. I mean, the kid's 18 years old, and he plays out there like a savvy veteran. I mean, it's just remarkable stuff.
Yeah, and he got to play with Tom Watson. I mean, talk about an experience. Someone said you couldn't pay for that kind of an experience.
No, you're right. And Tom Watson, what a gentleman. I was proud to hear you in Q talking about Lessons of a Lifetime, the CD, about Bruce Edwards. Bruce was a good friend of mine, and he set the bar so high for caddies that, you know, anybody that ever carries a bag on the professional tour, if they could be a little like Bruce Edwards, they'd be a better person.
Yeah, he was wonderful, and the money from that CD, some of the money will go to research a cure for ALS. Yeah, watching Rio and watching this young man from Korea, he is truly another one who seems just so composed. He's just got it so together. Nothing is ruffling him. It's really wonderful to see. Didn't he just win an event recently in Europe?
Yes, he did. And, you know, where are they getting it from? They're getting it from the likes of a Rory McIlroy. All these young guys watch McIlroy shoot 63 at St. Andrews in an open championship, and they say, hey, wait a minute, you know, I can do that. I mean, we're in unprecedented, uncharted waters, to say the least.
What do you think about some of the people criticizing Phil Mickelson for his mental attitude toward the game? Towards the event, towards the conditions, that he sabotaged himself?
Well, he doesn't come in here with a positive attitude because Phil Mickelson really survives on a magnificent short game, which he's able to hit the ball high into the air and have it stop almost on a dime on the greens in America. But when he plays here, Danielle, and anybody that's coming over to play golf here in Scotland, I highly recommend just working on your chip and putting because you got to keep the ball on the ground. You know, so much of the game of golf in Scotland is played on the ground, and so much of the game of golf in the United States is played in the air. So it's just a completely different type of game. But, hey, this is where it started, so I'm going to stick with this formula.
He doesn't have a really good, he's had one top 10 finish in an Open?
Yeah, you're right on the money there, Daniel. I mean, that's kind of remarkable. But Paul Casey has had only one top 10 finish in an Open Championship. Obviously, Paul Casey a lot younger than Phil Mickelson. But, you know, Phil's dream was to win all four major championships.
Right.
He's won the Masters three times. He's won the PGA. He would dearly, dearly love to win the U.S. Open and then maybe try and win a British Open if he could. But, you know, you got to play different. You can't bring your regular golf game here to Scotland and expect the same kind of results.
No, that's obvious. I mean, when you talk about a, you know, excellent two-putt, you know, and three-putt, we were talking with Stuart Katz earlier, who's from Hawaii and in Scotland and playing at all these wonderful courses, and it's just completely different. You get links with just, you know, all the different bumps and you just have to be ready for all kinds of different bounces that could put you almost anywhere. Like, Tiger just is going right across the road and into, the grandstands there. Missed the green a little bit. Who was the last Englishman? Was it Nick Faldo, the last Englishman to win the Open?
Yes, he was.
Okay, so England's got a chance with Paul Casey and with Lee Westwood. A lot of people were betting on Lee Westwood.
He just made two birdies in a row, Lee Westwood, so don't count him out. A little shaky at the start. He had one of the better rounds yesterday, Danielle. He made 17 pars and one birdie in horrific condition. So obviously he's striking the ball very well. Did not get off to the start that he wanted, but he is going to be a factor before this is over. And Lee Westwood certainly has paid his dues. He's finished in the top 10 numerous times in major championships. Recently, he's been finishing in the top three. And right now, he's in sixth place. He's at minus six. He's making a move.
Yeah. He had something to say about it yesterday, during yesterday's play, right after the round. I just love listening to these guys when they evaluate themselves.
Well, you know, my score would suggest that I played very solidly. I didn't make a bogey out there. I made 17 pars and one birdie. I just didn't get as much out of my round as I should have done, as yesterday was the case, too. I shot 67 yesterday and should really have been a 64, and shot 71 today and should have been a 66. But that's the way it goes occasionally. Felt like it, quite a lot of good putts that didn't go in. And I'm going to be in position for the weekend, I would have thought.
That's another thing that I've been noticing, that a lot of putts aren't going in for a lot of the players. They're coming very close. It's just like when Tom Watson, when he came so close to it going in on 18, it was just like right on the lip, you know, and lipping in and lipping out and not quite falling. It's happening for a lot of players. But to say I should have shot a 64 and not a 66, and I should have shot a 68 and not a 71, I just think it's interesting to listen to them evaluate themselves, and they do that so well.
Oh, they certainly do, and I'll give you a little evaluation from the media side, because I know because of all the good work you do for the game of golf that you're going to have to make it mandatory that you come and attend a Open Championship. But just keep in mind, like what happened to me yesterday, got here at 7 in the morning and didn't leave till 11 at night. I ate 14 meals during the day trying to keep up my energy. So they may charge me extra going home on the plane. I'm not sure.
Bob Bubka, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. In summation, what is your feeling about this Open that's different from the past many Opens that you've covered?
Well, every time you come to St. Andrews, coming to an Open Championship, I know, let's just speak of you specifically, the first Open you come to, you're going to think it's the greatest thing in the world, and that's what everybody thinks. And then, if it's not at St. Andrews, when you come back and attend one here at St. Andrews, you'll say to yourself, good golly, I mean, this is a little bit of golf heaven, and it's just so special in so many ways. And when you see some of the camera shots and you see huge galleries down the right-hand side of the 18th fairway, that's actually a street in town. You don't even need a ticket to go there, and it gets crowded on that street because people just walk down, watch a little golf, and leave. And you see a lot of families here with little kids. And that's one thing that I see on the golf courses, which I really enjoy. I see a husband and wife and a son and daughter walking down the fairway, pulling their trolleys, as they're called here, playing golf. I mean, golf is in their blood in Scotland and Ireland and really all of Europe. I mean, they just love this sport, and that's why what Ian Poulter said, it may have sounded arrogant, but it really rings true. I think the European players are going to be dominating in the very near future, if they're not already.
Okay. No, he always sounds arrogant because he just says it like it is. I think it's refreshing, frankly. And I know you've
yeah,
got
so
a...
Yeah, so do I, yeah.
Yeah, you've got a...
You know why...
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, just one thing. You know why he sounds arrogant? It's probably those pink shoes that he wears quite often. Matter of fact, I just got a brand new pair of pink shoes. I wore them about a month ago, and I felt very arrogant. I said, man, this stuff really works.
Well, yeah, it's the Poulter, but, you know, Poulter doesn't stand a chance as anytime John Daly's around. I mean, Poulter looks tame. When John shows up with Loudmouth Golf and he's wearing his jacket, I thought he had walked out of the 70s. You know, it was like flower power, his dinner jacket and the pants, the style. You know, yesterday was Paisley, I think. I think today was Tiger red and black stripes or something.
They wouldn't let him in the clubhouse today.
They wouldn't?
He had to... No, he had to change his shoes outside. No, I'm just teasing, but they certainly would frown on it. The RNA, they're very, very serious about their golf over here.
Yeah, did he get in trouble for having the tantrum after signing his card yesterday for like beating on the plants and
No, he was unhappy and he just let everybody know and I gotta go.
Okay,
so,
you're the best.
Enjoyed it, Danielle. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. I always enjoy talking with you. Bob Bupka, live from the Open at St. Andrews. My name is Danielle Tucker. We'll be back after this. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Bridgestone Golf Ball Fitting. You always hear about club fitting, right? And sunglasses. Yeah, they'll fit your sunglasses, too. By the way, Maui Jims. Maui Jims, the official sunglasses of the Golf Club Radio Show. I love my Maui gyms. That's all there is to it. Okay, so Bridgestone Golf Ball Fitting. They're having one at Turtle Bay on July 23rd. On the 23rd is a Friday, from 9 until 3, you can get personally fitted for the best golf ball for you. I suppose it would be coming from Bridgestone. Now, I've invited the Bridgestone rep to be on the show to talk about golf ball fitting. But I don't know if he's, maybe he thinks I'm going to ask him to give away golf balls, but I'd love to talk to him about that. They use a sophisticated computer system called Science Eye, and that's how they fit you. And you get instant feedback on what golf ball will maximize your performance. Now, you know the pros use it. Whether or not it'll maximize your performance, I'm not sure. Tiger Woods is walking across the Swilkin Bridge right now, quickly, very rapidly. I don't think he's as happy as he was yesterday. And he was pretty happy yesterday with the way he finished, at least. You know, and it's all about patience. That's the one thing that I did notice about Tiger. He does seem to have a better attitude, although the first round, I really got tired of watching him sulk after every putt didn't drop that he wanted to drop. I mean, everybody was having that problem. But he has this sour face on. I think if he would have more fun, I think he needs to have a talking with himself, like Sergio had a talking with himself. You know, have more fun out there. But he did talk about this, about being patient.
It was very difficult out there. You know, the ball was oscillating on the fairways. A couple times I backed off. I thought it might move. And, you know, Rosie hit one fat on three because he thought it was moving, but it was just oscillating pretty hard. So it was tough out there. I mean, you just had to deal with it. And, again, just be very patient.
So we're watching him come to the close of his round. He's not at the top of the leaderboard. He's not putting any pressure on anyone right now, but he's in it, and that's good to see. It was interesting to hear Shane Bacon talking about whether or not Stevie will be on his bag, and it seems to be a lot of feel that it'll be the last season that we'll see Steve carrying the bag for Tiger Woods. Don't know if that, you know, whether that's true or not, but it's something that's being bantered about. Here's something if you are on Maui, or you can get there. Jerry King, one of the top 100 teachers and the Aloha Section PGA member, he's at Kapalua, the Kapalua Golf Academy. He's putting together, and he does this frequently, some of the best events. He has golf teacher Mike Adams, Brian Moog, and Mike Malaska, coming along with Mark Sweeney from Aimpoint Golf, David Edel, Norm Van Wiener, Jim Fannin, and James Harrington. James is responsible for the James Patrick wedge design. This is going to be a golf instruction educational event here in Hawaii, and it's on July 20th, or registration starts on July 20th. So you can get your registration forms online on July 20th. That's coming up at aloha.pga.com. For PGA members, you'll get 24 MSR credits for attending the event. I would just like to go because it sounds like I'd learn so much. I go there with my microphone and say, talk to me, please, so I can listen back again. I want to learn what's going on. Right now at the Open, Louis Oosthuizen is in the lead. It's a two-stroke lead now over Paul Casey. Henrik Stenson, Martin Kaymer, Retief Goosen, Dustin Johnson, Alejandro Canizares from Spain, Lee Westwood, Robert Carlson, Miguel Angel Jimenez from Spain, Ricky Barnes, our top U.S. with Dustin Johnson contenders there, and Rory McIlroy doing quite well after that 69, and Jin Zhang, the amateur in the event, tied for ninth with Ricky Barnes and Jimenez and Carlson. It's great to see. Great to see the young players and how well they're doing. So I was telling you about Lessons of a Lifetime and some of the stuff that, you know, for Bruce Edwards that Tom Watson is doing, the tribute, And I'll let you let him tell you about what his daughter did, and what you know, if you get the CD, it's, or the DVD rather, it's not just for your game. It's for something bigger.
My stepdaughter Kelly Page is she's a songwriter in Nashville. Is going to school there and studying songwriting, country and western. And she wrote a wonderful song about Bruce Edwards, which we have a brief excerpt that finishes up the DVD. And it's a wonderful tribute to him and makes me cry every time I hear it. The result of that basically is that when I did this, I want to help find a cure for ALS the best I can, and the best way I can do it is to raise money for it, and a portion of all the proceeds from this DVD will go for ALS research.
Excellent. So there you have it. Okay, and it's a really good DVD. It's a very good price, and there'll be a book. I love what he said. He's going to have a book coming out because, you know, if you're in the restroom, in the bathroom, you know, and you have a couple of minutes to study, it's always good to have your book nearby. Isn't that the truth? And we want to wish everybody over at Barber's Point, may all hit the sweet spot every time. Alika Bell is certainly having a good round. And I shouldn't say anything. I'm always afraid that if I say something bad's going to happen. But nothing bad is going to happen. You're going to have a great round of golf. All of you guys, we're with you. We're giving away another trip to Maui to a qualifier next week. When we do the show again, you'll be able to call in to qualify, and we'll get two qualifiers every week, and then we'll pull the winner. And the winner goes to Maui for the Aloha Team Classic fundraiser. 5 nights at the Outrigger Napili Shores, 6 days with a Hertz rent-a-car, a round of golf at the Ka'anapali Kai course, and the opening and closing ceremonies of the Aloha Team Classic. Plus, if you're a winner, you can also get a discount. If you win, that is, you'll get a discount for signing up for the Aloha Team Classic. That is a round of golf at the Plantation, at the Bay, at Kapalua, plus Ka'anapali Royal Course. All of that is part of the Aloha Team Classic, helping Maui youth, the charities on Maui that serve the youth of Maui. So, yeah, if you can sign up for that, do so. It's a week-long fun event in October. So we'll be doing that, and congratulations to Warren Tanoe. He's our first winner. I can't wait to talk to him. Thank you to our sponsors, Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. These guys are statewide, excellent service, and more importantly, expert knowledge, expert work, and a product you can depend on, Alakai Mechanical. Moon Physical Therapy, I can't wait to get inside the endless pool, doctor-recommended and insurance-approved, whether you have been hurt in an auto accident or a workman's comp, or you just have an injury that you'd like to get rid of and so you can get back on the course. They're right on Ward across from the Sports Authority. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. The Computer Doctor. If you've got a PC or a Mac, they don't care. Desktop, laptop, a network, they'll come to your house. They'll come to your office. You can carry it in. Whatever your problem is, carry it in, or they'll come to you. Just call the Computer Doctor on Nimitz next to Eagle Cafe. The Computer Doctor is always on call. Floors of Hawaii, located just off Dillingham and Waiakamilo, right behind Taco Bell, the only company that recycles carpet. Go green, Hawaii, with Floors of Hawaii. Floors of Hawaii has a wide selection of carpet, tile, wood flooring. They're done by licensed installers. Floors of Hawaii is flooring done right. And Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, for building security, for shopping centers, and whether you need help, maybe you'd like to join the Star Team. Just call Star Protection. Hawaii Golf News and Travel, thanks to Norm for all of your support, and to 808golf.com. All right, Tiger Woods is off the course and in the clubhouse. Louis Oosthuizen still at 13 under. Paul Casey, 11 under. And Chasen, Henrik Stenson finished 5 under 67. Martin Kaymer still on the course. So is Retief Goosen. Got a lot of great golf not only today, but tomorrow. In the meantime, you can always catch the Golf Club at radiogolfclub.com. You can get our podcast at iTunes or for your smartphone, Stitcher Radio. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KTOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUMU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.